Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I get the honor of bringing you today's Daily Phil audio devotional. It's entitled Journey. I can remember driving to the appointed spot where we were going to meet the students that we'd spend the following week with on the trail. There was always excitement and a bit of trepidation. As guides, we came armed with a compass, a map, and a plan. We had an idea of the twists and turns that we wanted the group to make, the miles we wanted to cover, and the peak we wanted to summit. But we also knew that the trail wasn't about the destination and getting to all the right points on the map. It was about the journey of becoming, the journey of transformation. I think that's the way the ancient Jewish journey guides viewed their annual voyages to Jerusalem. See, there were three times during the year that Jewish families would make a pilgrimage to the holy city: Passover in the spring, Pentecost in early summer, and the Feast of Tabernacles in autumn. Imagine traveling with a large group from your hometown, making your way towards Jerusalem to worship God. Think of all the mishaps, inside jokes, and challenges that you'd encounter along the way. The journey wasn't just about getting to the temple. It was about becoming the kind of people who hosted God's presence and walked in His way. The trek was about encounter, worship, and formation. The longer I live, the more I'm convinced that life is a journey, and the goal is not just simply to get from one destination to another. It's to become certain kinds of people. The ancient Jewish people believed that too, and that's why they had a quote-unquote dog-eared songbook that accompanied them on the journey to Jerusalem. Their songbook was a collection of psalms called the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 through 134. These psalms give language to the soul that recognizes it's in between point A and point B, and the poems acknowledge that who we're becoming on the journey is more important than arriving. In many ways, these psalms give texture and dynamic to Paul's statements, "Not that I've obtained all this or that I've been made perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians chapter 3, 12 through 14. And notice how Paul pointed out that he's continuing to push and to progress. He doesn't view himself as one who has already arrived. These poems are about pressing on. They're about recognizing that none of us have arrived yet. They're about engaging the journey that we call life and embracing it with all of its pain, detours, flat tires, and pit stops. They're about ascending the mountain to meet with God and becoming more like Him as we do. These psalms are about the journey of discipleship. Take some time today and reflect on the journey of your life. What are some of the high points and the low points? And how have you seen God in both? Thanks for joining us for today's audio podcast. I hope it's been an encouragement to you. Let me pray for you as you go about the rest of your day. Father, thank you so much for your scriptures and the way that they give language to what's going on in our heart and soul as we seek to walk with you and live in your way and your heart as we journey through this life. I pray that you would help us do that well. And as we dive into these psalms over the next few weeks, may they be an encouragement to us on the journey. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.